Okay, we're now in Hilchos Psul Mikdash and Perek Tes Zayin, Chapter 16, Halacha Tes.
Very. We have a visitor.
He's got the key.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a very interesting halacha here. It's a little bit of a different way of looking at it. Hikdir kidei, so we're talking now, you're burning the komates of a mincha offering, still sticking with the komates over here. And what you do is you got this komates, you got the lavana, and you're burning it. But how are you burning it? Hikdir kidei shumshum, you're burning the amount of a shumshum, a sesame seed. Okay, think of like a sesame seed worth of flour, and you're burning it on the mizbeach. Mina komets imelvona. V'machashen, what's he thinking wrong? What's he thinking wrong? Shiochol kidei shumshum. He's going to eat an amount of a sesame seed amount. Mina shirm of the leftover mincha that you can eat right that day. Lamoi going to eat tomorrow. As he is burning a sesame seeds amount, okay, of the flour from the komets, this is now the haktara,
right.
And now he's having a piggle thought, and the thought is instead of eating the leftovers today, we're going to eat the leftovers tomorrow. That's an after this month thought, but I'm planning on eating tomorrow a sesame seed as well.
So you say,
we're not done yet.
Okay.
So again, as he's flicking that first sesame seed worth of flour from the komates, he's saying, and I'm going to eat, or the owner's going to eat, whoever, a sesame seed's worth of challah, tomorrow. But he's not done. He's still thinking and still burning. Achihishlim kola komates imalavona b'machsheva sazman. And every moment, he's casting another sesame seed worth of that with a concurrent thought of that I'm going to eat another sesame seed worth tomorrow of the leftovers.
He's got psychological.
Now, this is probably, I don't know how many times he's going to do this, because maybe thousands of times.
But letting only a sesame seed go at a time is a certain talent. That's a talent.
It may take 5 hours. I don't know how long until it's going to finish. Now, obviously, I don't think anybody did this. We're just trying to make the point. Okay.
Oh,
make a point. So now, what's going to be the halacha here? Before we get to the answer.
The question is,
and you finished it. At the end of the day, you finished the whole thing. Sesame seeds, piece by sesame seed.
And eating more than a sesame seed at a time.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it ends up to a whole mincha, a shirayim of a mincha. It could be, you know, a pound's worth by the time we're done. Definitely more than excise at the end. So what's going to be that halacha?
Nothing.
And why? Well, let's think about it. On the one hand, has he had a piggle thought during the haktara?
Yes, he has.
Yes. And it's been one piggle thought after another piggle thought. I wouldn't call this like chatzik sayis here and chatzik sayis there. It's one continuous thought. So really, you got everything to say it should be piggle. Yet the Rambam says, arezu psula. No, it's only going to render the korban unfit. But vein piggle, and for a reason you would not have thought of. But maybe you now will think about it.
Because he belongs in institution?
No. Shafal pisha derech achila b'kachma. Even though the eating, the next day, if a guy wants to eat a sesame seed by a sesame seed, you're allowed to eat a mincha offering.
That's not eating.
You can eat that
way. I know, it's not considered eating.
No, but you could eat it. You could eat it. It's possible. You could eat it.
Yeah.
You can eat.
Oh, it's edible.
You're eating it. You're eating it. It's just taking you 6 hours. You're eating it. That's definitely a way of eating. And in terms of the eating, you know, you would, if it was pigul, you would get malchus for that.
Kares, no?
Kares, rather. Kares. But ain't there haktar b'kach? But that's not how you burn the incense.
It's not the flour.
You don't burn flour that way. Ela hareza kemincha shlo huktar kumtza. It's like a mincha that you never burnt the komates. In other words, there's got to be a way to burn it. You don't burn it one sesame seed at a time. That's not called burning a komates. Now, maybe you take half the komates and put it on the fire, and a minute later, another half.
At a time.
But like that's not called burning. That's called something else. But it ain't called burning the kumet. So you're off on a technicality, as you were. In other words, it's puzzle because you really didn't burn it properly. That's why it's puzzle. And since you really didn't do a haktara, the pigel fought can't really be a pigel fought because you didn't. So it's a whole different back doorway that you're out of it. Okay, good. Moving on to you.
The person who eats, doesn't matter whether he eats a sesame seed at a time or eats the whole thing.
He's eating a puzzle. But that wouldn't it's matter. If it was, let's say he had a pigel thought. Let's say when he's burnt it, he burnt the whole thing. And says, and I have a pigel thought, it should be eaten sesame seed by sesame. The guy tomorrow eats a sesame by sesame seed, he's going to get curries. Because that's pigel thought. It's okay. The eating was okay. There's nothing wrong with the eating. It's not a saying, I'm only going to have a half of size. Right? No, you're going to have the whole thing. So it'll take you a long time. Well, eating can go slow. Eating can go slow.
Even though, like, the whole thing we say, it pays up by your feet.
Well, that's when you have to have an achila here. Here's just to transgress. So to transgress, to get the kores, that's okay. That's all right. That's what he's saying. It says, even though it's the derech achila bekach, that is the way to eat, but it's not the way to burn an offering.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
By all means, Howard.
So this is all kind of mind games here. It's like the Kohenim say that with a young Kohen, don't think of that Kleenex box. And you know, like by telling them what not to think of, they endanger them into the idea that, you know, they shouldn't think about it. They get caught in the loop of not trying not to think about it, but... You know, if you just didn't tell them anything, just do whatever you would do, no one would ever have this idea to do this tomorrow or do this yesterday.
No, someone's telling them. We're just teaching you what the halachas are. That's
right. But I'm just saying that as a structure for Kohanim, it creates
more... They need to know what you're not supposed to think about. You need to know what not to think about.
It's not like, you know, like you can't do this and you can't do that. It's easy to hold yourself back. Not thinking about something that they're telling you not to think about is a lot harder to do in some ways.
I don't see it. But if you, you know, whatever.
You have to think about that for a while.
So being a Kohen wasn't an easy job.
Well, they're endangering you by telling you what not to do.
You know, that's people who have big Yetzer horrors. You're talking about Kohanim, and their lives are dedicated to Hashem. So we're telling them, don't think about these wrong thoughts. That's all. Okay, moving on. Yud. Now, there are two special minchas that are not supposed to be processed with a lavona on top of them. Minchas chote, the person who brings the fluctuating mincha for a sinner. O minchas kenos, or the woman who the husband suspects her of being a sota. So they're supposed to bring a meal offering that has no lavona on it.
One brings a
okay, but we're only worried about the lavona right now. Okay. Not supposed to be on it. Well, guess what? Shahoya la lavona. Some frankincense was put on it.
It's not gone.
Now, as long as the frankincense is on, you may not continue to process this mincha. There's a very simple solution.
Take it off.
Take the frankincense off.
It doesn't matter. It was on for a while.
Doesn't matter.
Take it off.
Because you're not supposed to put it on, but it's there. But well, the next step, as sooner or later, you're going to be taking it and burning it, whatever. But we can't process it anymore. Stop. But that's okay. It's not a thing that can't be fixed. Just pick up the the frankincense and put it away. Get it rid of it.
Is this a leaf or a powder or a...
It doesn't matter. It's a type of a spice. Type of a spice. It's a solid spice. I think, yeah, Mark, you showed
it.
It's a solid spice. It's a solid spice. Anyway, so now, instead of doing that and moving the frankincense away, which would have been a good thing to do, you decide to have a pigle thought at that point in time.
Oh, no.
Right? V'choshuva machsheves hasman. You're thinking about, you know, burning it or whatever after the time. Kodim shalakam, before you remove that frankincense.
Oh, before you remove
saved
the frankincense.
Okay, so now, what's going to be the halacha? Harezu psula, the offering is possible, but ve'ena pigol. But let's say, I think it's the way to learn the Rambam, because I don't have any commentary on this, but I'm imagining. But let's say you put the frankincense on, now you took off the frankincense.
Oh, now you have the
pigol.
Now you have the pigol.
But once you remove the lavona, and now it's a kosher mincha v'chash al mechshev as hazman, and now you thought to process it further, not at the right time. I raise that pigel. That is pigel, because now you are doing it as it should be done, and the pigel thought is the only thing that is stopping it from working.
There's a third possibility. If you had the pigel thought before you put the frankincense on,
so that's,
well, it's
that's like the pigel thought. It's
and then you can't make it. And then you remove it, it would probably still be puzzled.
No, he says before you put the frankincense on, you get the pigel thought.
No, and then you put frankincense on.
What difference does that make? It's already too late.
It's already too late. It's done.
It's already done. Then it's already done.
Okay. The damage is done.
Okay. Now, there's a halakha of
Yura. The damage is done, and then we did something wrong, and it removed the damage. We said, how can you do
that? That's only if you make a puzzle after you've made a pigel.
Okay, but that's not the case. Let's move on. Yura. You recall that when you take the komets, there's leftovers, and the leftovers are eaten by the kohen. But what happens if the leftovers get lost? Or the leftovers are diminished, and there's a less leftovers. Mm-hmm. Okay, you remember what the halacha was? That was
Perek
Yud Aleph. It was a Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Beis. Let's just review that for a minute. Not Chaf, rather. Yud Aleph Chaf.
Okay.
It says, Rambam says, you took the komets, and afterwards, all the leftovers are meant to be eaten, got tameh, or they got lost, or they got burnt. Well, now you got nothing to eat, so you're not allowed to burn the komets, because you have no food left over, so out of luck. But if you brought it after the fact, it will accept it. It'll be accepted, but still you got to, you know, do other stuff.
That's if it's diminished even a little?
No. The whole thing is gone. No leftovers. But what if there's only a little bit of, let's say most of it got diminished, but there's a little bit of leftovers. So he said you only can eat shirayim, but not shirayim from shirayim. Remember, he said you can have leftovers, but not leftovers from leftovers. Can't have that. So what's the law then? You burn the komets.
Right.
You may burn the komets, but the shirayim cannot be eaten. And there's a gzeiras hakasa that explains. You eat the leftovers, but not the leftovers of the leftovers. So that's the halacha we want to focus on right now. So we have over here the komets. The komets has been separated. Now you want to burn the komets. But before you burn the komets, some of the leftovers have been removed. Now it's leftovers of leftovers. The halacha is now burn the komets because there is leftovers, but you
don't
cannot
eat
the leftovers. You got that?
Yeah.
Now, where did we put the pigel thought in over here?
Oh,
now,
no.
Now, you know, shiarim shechastru, so the leftovers that are missing some of the leftovers. Where the bain kemitza lektora? After the kemitza and before the burning, where the halacha should be, you will continue to process and burn it, but you cannot eat the leftovers. Vehikter ha-komets, and as you're burning the komets, b'machsheves hazman, with a bad thought of sman, let's say we're going to eat whatever leftovers are left tomorrow.
You can't eat them.
So now the question is, was this a pigel thought or not? So this is a shail in the Gemara that they don't resolve. And I guess the two sides are like this. On the one hand, it was a real pigel thought. And the pigel thought was going on real remnants. But on the other hand, those remnants cannot be eaten.
Right.
So it's not the pigel that's making you not eat it. You can't eat it anyway. Right. Yeah. And that's a shail in the Gemara. So Ram says, I raise a suffix. It's a suffix. Im nikbu l'kiv pigel. Have they been established for pigel? Varehim pigel. That they are pigel. Alonik. But they've not been established for pigel. Since you couldn't eat them anyway. Vehim pigel. It's a suffix. And therefore, what would be the halacha? Shouldn't eat it.
But
if you eat it, we would not. Well, that's an interesting situation.
You can't eat it anyways.
But I'm saying, so if it's a suffix, we don't know if you're getting kares.
Right.
Really?
It's uncertain.
It's a suffix kares.
It's
we don't know.
Uncertain.
If it's, say, a case of lashes, if it was a halacha of lashes, we'd say you wouldn't give lashes, so we don't know what the halacha is. But suffix, you know, let Hashem decide how to paskin the suffix, so to speak. However, best not to eat it.
Best not to eat it.
Okay.
I thought if something's not edible, then it can't be
fatal. It is edible, but you're not allowed to eat it.
It's very edible, and really there was nothing wrong with it aside from the fact that it's leftovers of leftovers. So there's nothing really that messed it up. It wasn't like a other bad thought that made the thing puzzle. So that's the shiley worm. Okay, moving on.
Okay,
now we're moving on to a different realm. We're going to talk about blood.
Pigle?
No. We're pigleizing till the end. I think it goes till the end.
people who eat people.
Mark, that was the wrong thought.
No, we're only the next two chapters, 17 and 18. Nineteen. We'll deal with Nosar. But anyway, let's go on. Okay, now it's a very important halacha to understand. We're talking about now sprinkling of blood. Okay, now there's two different types of sprinklings. We'll say there's many, but generally there's sprinkling on the outer altar, which requires different amounts of sprinklings depending on the four sides or the four corners. But it's many applications made. And then there's applications made in the Heichal, either on the golden altar or before the, the paroches or things like that. Now, there's a very fundamental difference in halacha. And the halacha is, when you are on the outer Mizbeach, if you make one good sprinkling, even though you have to do more, but you've been yotzei the sprinkling, and for whatever reason, the process can continue. One is bidiyeved, good enough. Okay? Now, when you're in the inner area by the Heichal, one is not good enough. Each sprinkling is important. And if you need eight sprinklings, or whatever the number would happen to be,
one is fine,
but the next one is fine. You have to have them all.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing. Okay? By the outer Mizbeach, one, you're ready, you're okay. Keeping that in mind, let's begin to start pondering if you have piggle thoughts in any one of the sprinklings, how would that affect things? So that's the nature of the discussion here. Aleph. Kol ha-damim, all the bloods, ha-nitonim ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon, that are supposed to be placed on the outer altar, she-nosan mahem matana rishonu b'machshava nechona. If the first sprinkling was with a proper thought, ve-nosan mimatana shnina ve-elech, and let's say after the first one, from the second sprinkling on, you're doing a b'achsheva shine hashem with the wrong thought of the wrong name for the person or for the korban, or b'achsheva samakam or wrong place, or b'achsheva samakam the wrong time. Any one of those, hareza kiper, the person has kapara, v'hurtza ha-korban, the korban is accepted, the owner does not have to bring another korban, everything's fine. Because once you did the first sprinkling, as far as we're done, you've been yotzei. It's not like, well, half of the sprinkling was going to have us bad. Let's say you did nothing afterwards. It's fine.
You're yotzei.
So a bad thought on something I don't need doesn't affect it.
Well, it's worse than that I hear.
But it's not. It's already good. Let's move on.
It's finished.
The sprinkling's been done.
More sprinklings,
we don't need anything else. So let's move on and continue. And that's a guy to piggle thought. Just continue. It's like nothing happened. But what if the first sprinkling is a piggle thought? Let's say, for example, let's mix it up now. The first one was with a thought of the wrong zman. Now that's a piggle thought on the first sprinkling. Let's say now you continue second, third, fourth sprinkling. The machshava hamakom, thing doing in the wrong place. Now, if you recall, we talked earlier. If let's say you were this all in the sprinkling. Remember, if we discussed, you did sprinkling with the wrong time, but then you did the processing next step with the wrong place. What did we say the lacha was? Doesn't become piggle.
No,
because the other thing could have messed it up too.
Right.
But here, we're within the sprinkling. And the first sprinkling was a very bad thought. It was Machsheves Man. That's a piggle thought. And now the next three sprinklings are a bad thought of place.
But they don't count.
But since after the first sprinkling, you're finished. So I raise that piggle. It becomes piggle.
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
Yeah.
You follow what's going on over here? Even though we said if you mix up the thoughts of place and time, it's not piggle. But that's separate avodas.
Here it's...
Right, if I do a separate avoda of the wrong makom, that itself could make it possible. I don't need the piggle thought. But here, where we're only doing within the sprinkling, and the first sprinkling is the only one that counts.
It's the next one.
So once I did the first one that counts, that's a piggle thought, we're done.
We're finished.
And therefore, it's complete piggle. And here's the golden rule. Shamatana rishona hi ikar. The first sprinkling is the primary one, and any other thoughts are useless. This is all when you're on the outer altar. But all the bloods that go on the inner altar in the Heichal, as we've explained, each and every sprinkling holds back the other. They're all critical aspects of the sprinkling. So now let's try to put it together and see what happens. Let's say he does one of them not properly, Ella, but rather, Hifsid Bahamach Shava, you had a bad thought that makes that diminishes it. Afalpisha Nosan Kol Hashar Kitikonim, even though everything else is fine and dandy. Hazevach Posel, the Zevach is Posel, so obviously Rabban is talking only, not a Machshava Zman, because then the Zevach should be Pigel. He's talking about probably what the Machshava of
Makom,
or sometimes the Machshava of Shame, yeah, depending on what you're doing. So that becomes that, the Zevach is Posel, because one bad sprinkling spoils the whole bunch.
Oh boy.
So you can make a song out of that. All right, bass. All right, now, let's move on now. Chashav, so we're sticking now with the inner one, I believe. Chashav barishona machsheves hazman. Let's say the first sprinkling, he thinks of the wrong zman. Now, that's a piggle thought right off the bat. But then, v'shosak b'shar, then he was silent. We don't know what he's doing. He's not, as far as we know, he doesn't have any thoughts. He's not thinking at all, which would be neutral. Which really, it's not bad. If you're not thinking, it's okay.
You can't do piggle.
Right? But the other are ready, not good. Or, shenosan kulan kitignon. Let's see, did all of them properly? Chutz min achron, except for the last one. Shenosan b'mechshev esman. He had the wrong thought of the wrong place. Right? So, now we could think, well, when he did the first one, and he was thinking of a bad piggle thought, maybe the fact he wasn't thinking, you know, could be he's thinking straight through, or who knows what's going on. But anyway, the law is, interestingly, what would you have thought? You would have thought maybe it's pigel. He says, no. Hare ze posel. In all these cases, it's posel. The ain't a pigel. It's not pigel. At sheyaze b'machsheves hashman, until you sprinkle with the wrong time, shrei kulon b'matona achas hein. It requires the whole thing. And we had a rule before, if you remember, in chapter 16, law 7. We recall, we talked about the kemitza and the frankincense, which was a two-part pigel. A two-part avoda.
Right.
If you had a pigle thought with one and not with the other, what was the halacha? You can't make pigle unless you've destroyed the whole step.
Puzzle,
and therefore
pigle.
It's puzzle and not pigle. Yeah. So over here as well, since we're... so if you recall, before he was talking about the wrong muckle. But here to make pigle... The rule of Pigel, the Pigel thought has to be in the entire step. The entire step. So even though I have eight sprinklings, first sprinkling was a real Pigel thought, but everything else was nothing.
So it's all
the last one was a real Pigel thought. So I might have thought to say, well, if the start off with a Pigel thought, then let me just assume he didn't think anything special, but just carrying on the Pigel thought. No. Or let's say he finishes with a Pigel thought. Well, maybe everything should go after the ending. No. So it's exactly like having a Pigel thought when you are burning just the komates and not with the lavona, or just break, it's considered a half pigel, as it were, and a half pigel only makes puzzle, but not pigel. That's it, because shemachsheves hazman sherei kulam b'matana achas hein. It has to be one, the whole thing has to be with that, and you don't have the whole thing. So what Rama is actually saying, this halacha of the eight sprinklings in the inner mizbeach, is they're all critical parts, no different than when you're burning the frankincense plus the comets.
Right.
You can't just have the bad thought on half. That bad thought's got to be on the whole thing. Masha Enke, so that's to make, but it'll make it puzzle. Masha Enke, with the other pigle, the other thoughts of the wrong place, then to make it puzzle, you can make puzzle. If you mess up one part, it makes puzzle. That's what I mean. Puzzle and Pigle. Pigle, you got to have that whole step of the Avodah. It's got to be 100% Pigle. And you're missing. Even though you can puzzle with only one off. But to Pigleize it, you need the whole thing. On the other hand, wow. The inner, outer Mizbeach, we only need one sprinkling. And that's good enough. That's so the one Pigle thought there is fine enough to take it out.
Whoa, right.
Okay, let's do one more little itty-bitty one. Gimel. Now, the step of the sprinkling in the inner Mizbeach is you got this little utensil, and you put your finger in it, and then you remember a little flick, right? Remember
it, for the blood.
Okay, so now, where do you, what about, so what's going on? There's a dipping and a flicking. So, Gimel, Tfilas Etzba, when you're dipping your finger into the bowl, Bidam HaChatas HaPnimis, when you have blood of a chatas, that you have to sprinkle it in the inner sanctuary. Okay, and before every sprinkling, he puts it in and sprinkles it. So, mefagelis, you can make it pigle as you're dipping your finger in. Ketzad. Choshav bishas tfilas etzpa badam machsheves hazman. If as you're dipping it in, you figure, well, another avoda, I'm going to do it the wrong time after this, on this korban, whatever. Hareze kemechashev bishas hazoya. That's considered as if you thought when you were sprinkling it. Whoa. So it comes out, the dipping... You know, in other words, you're gonna dip it eight times. So you add, if you eight times on each dip, you had the pigle thought. Even though I wasn't having the pigle thought when I applied it,
then it applies.
Doesn't matter what you were thinking, but once it's in the dip, that's considered part of the sprinkling. That's the chiddush. That once it's dipped, that you've already had a pigle thought during the sprinkling.
If you fix it up,
I mean, let's think about it. Let's say for a minute. Let's say the time to apply it takes 1.3 seconds. And for 0.6 seconds, you have the pigle thought. For 0.7 seconds, you don't have the pigle thought. It's still a pigle thought. So all he's really saying is the dipping, from the dipping to the applying, it's like one applying. So right. So I don't have to have pigle thought for the entire dip action.
Right.
But I need for all eight dips, I need the pigle thought. But it doesn't have to be... eight thoughts for the entire individual sprinkling. As long as any part of the sprinkling has the pigle thought, and all eight sprinklings have the pigle thought, that's good enough. That's you understand what we're saying? Because since we've already said, well, if I have by one, but not by all eight, it's not enough. So you might think, if I only the pigle thought when I dipped, but I didn't do it when I actually applied it, so saying, no, that's enough of an individual sprinkling is enough to say I've had a pigle thought for this sprinkling. Okay. And if you have that for all eight sprinklings, that is considered a thorough pigleized thought.
Even if while you were applying it, you had, oh, I made a mistake. Do you fix it up at the application point? Or?
No. Okay, so and it's still not going to work if you're doing it eight times.
I do.
He's saying, okay, I'm thinking pigle. I'm thinking pigle, but when I think there, I'm not thinking. It doesn't matter. I've got enough bad thoughts, and that messes it up. Okay, maybe we can finish the parak tomorrow.
Well, but if we have in mind, we'll not finish till Sunday. That's okay too.
I'm not rushing.
But is it time? Is it time or place?